Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Penny Mordaunt there in the House of Commons with her points on the Home Secretary's latest legislation, the Small Boats Bill, and of course, that tweet by Gary Lineker. We'll be discussing that and much more after this.
What the fuck are you doing, honestly?
What?
What? What do you mean, what? Bottom of the fucking league. Look at the state of your team. Pathetic.
All right, mate. Calm down.
I can't believe you're being so relaxed. No, I will not calm down. How can you make such fucking stupid decisions all the fucking time, pal? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, that's enough. All right? You know how tough this fucking gig is.
Ah, bollocks. It's fucking easy. You just can't get it fucking right. Honestly, this is embarrassing. You should be fucking ashamed of yourself.
You got some nerve, mate. You really have got some nerve. Do you have any idea the fucking stress I'm under and you come in here with this disgusting onslaught?
Well, you need it, moron.
Oh, fuck you. You're the moron.
No, you're the fucking moron. You've got Philippe Coutinho as your captain.
What?
He's fucking injured, pal. I told you he was. I fucking warned you midweek and you still didn't listen. Jesus Christ, you've used your bench boost and all. I haven't seen half these lads since November. Fucking unbelievable. Oh, God. 8 points you scored this week. Fucking Coutinho, honestly. Ooh, Villa look decent under Emery. Ooh, they'll beat West Ham. Coutinho, blah, blah, fucking blah. Pathetic. Do better, moron.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
BBC, Gary.
Woody! Woody! Hi, yes, I'm with him. Table for two.
What are you doing? Oh, I've got a meeting.
I just wanted to run this by you.
Fuck's sake, can you run this in a message or a screenshot or something?
I did. You haven't replied.
God.
Right, so, Newcastle are in bad form, right?
Right.
So, I've brought in... this man right there.
Diego Costa.
Yes, mate, yes. See, that is what we call a differential. You know, everyone in the office league has got Haaland and Kane and Salah. You're all picking up the same points. I've gone for a proven goal scorer that nobody has.
Right, okay. Nobody has him because he's injured, pal. And he hasn't scored for him anyway. Why don't you look at the wee red one in there with the fucking exclamation mark? Or better yet, why don't you look at his fucking stats, pal? Jesus.
Oh, all right. Well, what about my back four?
Well, you've basically got Brentford's back four.
Yep.
Right. Why?
They're playing Everton. Everton are fucked.
Well, aye, but... You can't be making wholesale changes for just one-off games, pal.
Really?
Well, because it costs you points. You gotta... Do you know what? Forget it. I shouldn't have fucking said anything about your team. It's just not for you, pal, is it?
But... I mean, I'm trying. I mean, look at Jess, top of the league. Can I report her team name? It's fucking disgusting.
Cunt Felchers United. I think it's quite catchy.
She's a grown woman, for fuck's sake. Well, Dan's doing pretty well, but... Hey, look at that.
What, Lineker tweet? I know, pal, I saw it.
Look.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you're still on this. Right, dance team. What's the problem?
Woody, there's no Ashwood City players in it.
So?
So? He's the fucking manager of the club.
Pal, you've really got to go.
All right, fine. But this is unfucking acceptable, mate.
Yeah, whatever. I'll see you later.
This is what everybody is talking about. That... Gary Lineker tweet. We've been speaking to pundits, experts, and to the public to get their views on Gary Lineker's outspoken attack on the government.
Unknown number. Christ. Hello.
Patrick, it's Gareth McCaskill from The Athletic.
What do you want?
I know.
You know what?
I know.
Know what, Gareth? I don't have fucking time for this.
About the move.
Well, I don't really know what you're talking about, Gareth, but it's always lovely to hear from you, mate.
Then I'll put you down as no comment.
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't run the story, just please.
Give me something else. By five.
Fuck.
This Lineker stuff is just a story the government have used to cover an even darker story about them and even the BBC chairman, Richard Sharp. That's all it is. It's very straightforward. I can see it, you can see it, you're just afraid to admit it.
My fantasy league team? What?
Yep.
How do they know that?
Oh, I don't know, mate. Shit, isn't it? Absolute fuckers.
But how can anyone care about this stuff?
About the fantasy league?
Yeah, it's just a game.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, mate. You are the manager.
Manager of what?
Of Ashwood City Football Club.
Am I not allowed a fantasy team?
Yeah, of course you are. But, I mean, you've got no Ashwood City players.
So because I manage Ashwood City, I have to have Ashwood City players in my... Isn't this a freedom of speech issue or something? I don't have Ashwood City players in my fantasy team. So what?
So that looks bad. Or, you know, I mean, that's what the Athletic are probably getting at.
Sorry, this doesn't seem very athletic-y.
Yeah, well, you know... They mentioned something about a larger context involving fealty to the team, loyalty, how the managers connect with the fans, so on and so on.
How do you know all this?
They just did a courtesy call. So, yeah, just... I just thought you should know.
Thanks, Patrick.
Hey, it's no biggie. Biggie Almiron. Gylfi Bigardson. You don't hear much from him these days, do you?
No. Do you know what? I don't really like being told how I should and shouldn't conduct myself online, Patrick. I'm my own person, okay?
Right. Yeah, well, okay, see ya.
What am I supposed to do with this?
With what?
With this story.
Oh, look, you know, these things blow over, mate. They'll be offended for a minute or two, then move on.
They'll be offended? Actually offended?
The fans, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, should think so.
Jesus.
Oh, look, everything offends them, mate. Don't worry about it. It's not going to fuck anything up.
Ah, this has fucked everything up!
What? How?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, Mr. Chairman, but we're in a decent run of form, and you've gone and thrown the manager under the fucking combine harvester!
How do you know I leaked the story?
Oh, funny one, isn't it? Hey, one minute you're in a restaurant with me, gawping at the fact Dan's got no Ashford players in his team, next minute the Athletic are running the fucking story!
Well, still, that's not proof that it's me.
Jesus fuckity fuck. Is this all part of your weird popularity grudge with Dan? You just want him to be taken down a notch or two, is that what it is?
No, I... Yeah. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Get over it, pal. He's doing a good fucking job, for fuck's sake. Or he was, at least, before this thing that isn't even a fucking thing. This is so far from being a thing. This is an anti-thing. This is a sub-thing. It's totally and utterly unrelated to being anything of any fucking substance. This is fucking quantum levels of total fucking irrelevance. And made even worse about this fucking atomic level of nothingness is that stupid fucking media outlets are talking about the fucking thing like it's a thing, and it's nothing.
I mean...
Don't, pal.
I'm just saying he's the manager. You know, he should have an Ashwood player in his team.
God fucking help me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
People are looking at this and saying, how come Andrew Neil, one of the most high-profile political journalists and interviewers on the BBC for many, many years, how come he is allowed to be the chairman of a right-wing magazine, The Spectator? How come he is allowed to express political opinions on Twitter as much as he wants? How come the chairman of the BBC, Richard Sharp, the chairman, is somebody who donated £400,000 to the Conservative Party, someone who has helped arrange an £800,000 loan for the former Prime Minister, Boris Johnson? How come Robbie Gibb, or as we have to call him, Sir Robbie Gibb, who used to be the communications director for the former Prime Minister, Theresa May, how come he's on the BBC board at the moment? Why is Alan Sugar allowed to say what he wants on Twitter about political matters? What about Jeremy Clarkson? He's got a column in The Sun. He's got a column in The Sunday Times. He was on the BBC. He frequently expressed political opinions, which many people think are extreme, on social media. And why is the Director General of the BBC, Tim Davey, the Director General? He used to be the Deputy Chairman of the Hammersmith and Fulham Conservative Party. He's a man who's stood as a candidate in local elections for the Conservative Party. So why is all this allowed, yet Gary Lineker is not allowed to make a fairly innocuous comment, which many, many people would agree with, about a policy that has been condemned by the United Nations and also by many human rights groups? And this is the same Gary Lineker who's been allowed on the BBC to criticise the human rights record of Qatar. Why is he not allowed to criticise the human rights record of the country he lives in?
Now, Gary Lineker isn't the only football man to find himself in hot water this week. We all like to play a bit of fantasy football from time to time. Well, so does Ashwood City manager Dan Watson. Except, if you looked at his team, you certainly wouldn't think he was the manager of Ashwood City. Steve McCall has more.
A week ago, Dan Watson could have got himself a statue in Ashwood's town square. Now, who knows? His fantasy team has caused a real stir as people ask the question, how should a football manager conduct themselves?
Add half a teaspoon of freshly grated orange zest. Okie dokie. Didn't say what kind of orange. Do I go for the easy peeler or the Satsuma? Easy peeler, Satsuma.
Answer your phone in future, please.
What are you doing here?
See my previous statement.
Did you call me, did you?
Hey, I fucking called you. Now, look, what the fuck is this?
Dan's Instagram.
Great, right, you know what that is. Now, watch.
Hi guys, I just want to say, regarding this storm in a teacup, how I conduct myself online is my prerogative. I stand by my beliefs. I am superstitious about Ashwood players being in my fantasy team. It's as simple as that. And I feel that the pressure I am receiving to apologise or amend my team is bordering on the unacceptable. It's bordering on a free speech.
Hey, know this.
Myself and the coaching staff stand in solidarity with Dan and what is his online platform. We don't...
And this cunt's paped up and all.
It's not my place to say it all, but I'm going to do it anyway. Dan Watson is a man of integrity, all right? I stand with Dan Watson. He is a top...
What's this now?
I also want to thank the kind support I have received. The outpouring from the football community has been really something.
Jesus,
fuck. Oh, this is pathetic.
Hey, it is fucking pathetic. You've got our manager doing shite like this.
Well, I didn't tell him to do it.
Well, the only reason he is doing it is because you told The Athletic that he hates his own fucking club.
I didn't say that.
Well, you may as well have. After all that fucking stink you put up about Col leaking to him, this is a double fucking standard, pal. We've made a rod for our own fucking bollocks.
Wait, hey. He leaked confidential financial documents. I told them that Dan doesn't have any Ashwood players in his fucking fantasy team, for fuck's sake.
You put up a stink, and now you're not. You're... Speaking of stink, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that's smoked duck with spiced pomegranate maple glaze.
Ah, right, of course it's smoked duck with spiced pomegranate maple glaze. Sorry, I should have known. Fucking hell.
Do you want some?
No, I do... I mean, hey, yeah, I do. It sounds fucking delicious, for fuck's sake.
Oh, lovely. It'll all blow over, honestly.
That's not the point.
Why not?
Because there should never have been anything that needs blowing over. We're going through enough fucking shite, aren't we? We don't need this bollocks. He can do whatever the fuck he wants online, alright? His job is to manage our football team. I don't care if he's got an OnlyFans where he pulls his foreskin up, plucks it like a harp and sings Wee Willy Winky, for fuck's sake! Fuck! You made me throw my phone! Where does this duck then?
Oh, yeah, it'll be a couple of hours.
For a fucking duck.
Smoked duck?
Yeah, of course. Fucking smoked.
Cornstarch and cinnamon cloves. Oh, fuck, what part is the clove?
Who are you talking to?
Myself.
You know, you're a bachelor. In this fancy bachelor pad, you shouldn't be shoving pomegranates up a duck's arse on a Friday night, pal.
It's a spiced pomegranate maple glaze. The pomegranate doesn't go inside the duck.
Ah, right. So you're not going to goose the duck?
Goose the duck? What are you talking about?
Goosing.
Goosing.
Hey, goosing.
Just stop saying fucking goosing and explain yourself.
Goosing is when you stick your finger or your hand in someone's bum.
What?
I say goosing is when you stick your finger...
What do you mean, finger or hand? That's a big fucking jump, that, mate.
No, close on. Like, to scare somebody sort of thing, you know, boo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, nothing like a nice startling of a friend by shoving your hand up their ass.
Again, there's no penetration. It's close on. Oh, God.
What?
Little Miss Hitler messaging me now, for fuck's sake. I said this. I said this shouldn't go to the chief exec, and now here she is, in all her fucking glory.
Well, just tell her to ignore it. I mean, that's her old job, comms.
Fuck's sake, she wants Dan to take his video down.
What, his Instagram?
I mean, I wish she'd take the whole fucking account down, but aye, just that video. Fuck.
Why?
Well, she doesn't want it out there, giving the thing oxygen, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, mate. He's the Ashwood City manager, and he doesn't have a single player in his fantasy team.
Oh, will you give it a fucking rest? Who cares? Jesus.
Can I tell you something?
Is this about smoked pomegranates?
No, it's something else.
All right, what's that?
You might need to stop texting just so I have your attention.
All right. Everything all right?
Well, you were right. I leaked the story.
I know. You said you proud cunt.
No, it wasn't a pride thing. It's the... There was another story. Well, there is another story that I asked Gareth to sit on.
What about... about you?
I don't really want to go any further than that with the conversation right now, if that's all right.
All right. Okay. It's not sex pest stuff, is it?
Oh, Woody.
Well, you're being all fucking mysterious and solemn. I thought you might have been putting your willy about where it ain't wanted.
Look, the only place my willy gets put is in my box of briefs, Woody, for fuck's sake.
All right, okay, okay. There's no bother. Lips are sealed, pal.
It's not a sex thing.
All right, no prob. No prob. Fucking, she's sticking her stupid nose into the situation now, for fuck's sake.
Just tell her it's under control.
Well, we all know that's a lie, don't we? Oh, bollocks, I've put smoked fuck instead of smoked duck.
Oh, don't tell her I'm cooking, because she'll come round and then she drinks my wine.
It's all right, she's done a vomit face at the smoked fuck.
Unbelievable, that woman. I saw her lick a KFC container once, it wasn't even hers.
Jesus.
Oh, something about the grease for keto fat burning.
Ugh, lightly fucking story. She's just gross. Yeah, she's saying something about Lineker. What's he said now?
Oh, what is this?
What?
Fucking Lineker, fuck's sake.
What is it?
He's tweeted some wank about being a true supporter of the team you manage or some fuck... Oh, shitty shit.
Ah, for fuck's sake, has he not tweeted enough this week? Jesus Christ.
Oh, this isn't starving the thing of oxygen. This is a fucking overdose of it. Lineker has just dropped a fucking oxygen bomb on this stupid story.
I told you it was a stupid story.
Right, so what do we do? Yeah, we can't have this dark cloud linger any longer.
Hang on. Let me think. Right, got it. I'm sending something to Gareth.
What is it?
No, can't see.
Woody, what is it?
Sorry, pal.
Wait, what do you mean, sorry?
I'm doing the kamikaze here, all right? Well, actually, you're doing the kamikaze. I'm just shoving you on the plane.
Oh, what is it? What are you doing?
Done.
Done what?
Screenshot of our league standings.
Woody!
Sorry, pal. Had to.
Everyone's going to see I'm bottom by fucking miles, mate.
I know.
Great, just fuck... So Dan gets away with snubbing his own players for our rivals, and now the whole planet knows that I'm shit at fantasy football.
Well, at least you've reached the point of acceptance.
Fuck's sake.
And Gareth's tweeted it.
Brilliant. That's just fucking great. I'm gonna go smoke my duck.
Oh, I tell you what, it's going well. Good traction. People slagging you off.
Oh, great. Lovely. Thanks, mate.
People are drawing comparisons between fantasy and reality, just saying that you're shite at both.
Tell them to fuck off.
This is fucking lovely, pal. Getting lots of oxygen, this one. If you don't mind, I'm going to message some footy pals. Let them join in on this. Let's see if G-Nave can help us out here.
Oh, he can fuck off as well. I hope United lose 7-0 again and we witness another nervous breakdown. Tell him that.
Nah. Oh, hello. Hello. Gary Lineker suspended from match of the day. Oh, this is great. This is lovely. Hey, I tell you what, Patrick, I didn't need to send that league table, did I? Oh, there goes Wrighty as well. Fuck me, we're in the clear, pal. Thank fuck for the BBC being even more fucking useless than you.
Well, I guess that's our work done then, isn't it? Kamikaze, for fuck's sake, honestly. Right, maple syrup and orange zest with the cinnamon cloves.
Wow! Goosed ya!
Fuck's sake, that hurts!
Ah, fuck off, that didn't hurt, it's a goosing, innit? Oh, this is probably the Premier League fantasy helpline.
Oh, yeah, fuck off.
Hello? Sorry, say that again. Okay, right, no. It's fine, I'll be there. We'll be there. Bye.
What is it?
The Ibet stand's collapsed.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.